In a world where people need to laugh, in a time where he was ahead of his time, from a place called the 44th floor of a Korean taco plant. Some might say he's a goofball. The ladies just say he's a god. We just say he's crazy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with Crazy Jay and all his craziness, plus special guests and the Crazy 8 Countdown, coming to you live from the 44th floor of a Korean taco plant next to Dumpster 3, right here in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. And now, here's Crazy Jay!
All right, everybody, welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay.
And I am...
Come on, make some noise. We are here at Cheeburger. Cheeburger.
Wait, we don't get to do this all the time. This is a live show. It's being live. Whenever we really do this, we always do this in the privacy of Jay's bathroom on the 44th floor.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody.
Sure. No, but I mean, when I say we are the Rockin' Comedy Show, that means everybody has to scream on top of their lungs so they can hear you. So is everybody ready to have a good time?
Woo!
Rockin' Comedy Show, my name is Baz, and this is Crazy Jay.
That's right. And we are celebrating doing over 1 million downloads for 2010.
1 million.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you.
1,019,383 to be exact. Pretty proud of that number. So we're here, and we're also taking part in the very first Rockin' Comedy Show 1 pound hamburger eating contest.
The 1 pound hamburger eating contest.
Pound?
What is that all about?
Well, they have an incredible burger here, and it's 1 pound. It's, you know, awesome. I've done it twice, so you get your picture on the wall once once you complete.
Where's your picture at?
It's back there on the wall.
I'll have to check that out. the kids half pounder?
No. I'm on the repeat offender wall, actually.
The big boy wall.
That's right, the big boy wall. Rebecca's here, our new news girl.
Yay! Hello, everybody.
For those of you that didn't come down, you really missed out. They dressed up like Marilyn Monroe. They're Marilyn here at Cheeburger.
To you.
Those are the best costumes I have ever seen. They're fantastic. Best costumes I've ever seen.
The breast costumes.
The breast.
Thank you.
That's right, family show.
Thank you. God did a wonderful job.
But Becca and Dawn are here. They're going to be doing the news with us. And once again, it's always great to have the female opinion on the show.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes you just want to get rid of the female opinion.
Right.
What? Never.
But, we're going to have fun. We've got some great guests coming in on the show tonight as well, and you guys will get to experience that. We got a lot going on. We got the news and also a segment that we do on the show called I Can't Get Behind That, which is a segment where if you have something that, you know,
I saw you get behind it.
Yeah. This is a family show, Rebecca. Okay. But if you have a little rant, you can come up and tell us about it. You'll see how it goes when we throw a couple of ours out, and it'll be good.
But once again, tell us about some of the guests we have today.
We have a great guy who was friends with Seth Turner, who was on the show last week.
Turner is a beast.
Excellent guest.
And he's also friends with David J. Harley, who was on the show a couple weeks ago. His name is Chris Hears. He'll be here a little bit later on, and he's going to perform for us. Also on the show, Antonio Rostiva. I know I'm pronouncing the last name wrong, but he'll be up here to correct it. He's amazing. He used to have a show here in town called Ignite, and he was on America's Got Talent last season and just broke a Guinness Book of World Records. We also have Billy Knight from Filthy Alibi.
Where's Billy?
He's going to be here to see.
Oh, there you are. I didn't even see you, Billy. There you are.
He's going to be here to perform for us as well. So we got a lot going on. It's going to be fun.
He's a beast too, man. What a great writer that guy is.
And we need some more people for the Cheeburger, you know, Rockin' Comedy Show 1 pound hamburger eating contest. We'll have Marilyn walk around with a sign-up sheet and get some people to sign up.
Absolutely, we will.
Yeah.
Very good convincer.
I just want to see him walk around.
Right. And we got some good prizes, too. So
all right, so I mean, we'll be right back.
Well, we can change it up. Some people were asking, can they eat the half pound?
The half pound.
If you are a female and you would like to take part in the half pound hamburger eating contest, or a child, or a woman who acts like a child.
A woman who acts like a child is just as good. You know.
Quarter pound.
Instead of a first and second prize, we'll do a first prize for the pound, and we'll do a prize for the person that does the half pound. But here's the trick. The normal hamburger eating contest here at Cheeburger, they don't give you a time limit. You can munch that thing all day if you want. Here at the...
Now, I thought you said this was a family
show. It is a family show. But here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, our hamburger eating contest is a one-pound hamburger or half-pound burger, basket of fries, and you must eat that all in 8 minutes.
That's ridiculous.
8 minutes.
Isn't that the ludicrous. Same time you have to be on a bull?
No.
That's 8 seconds. Sorry. Yeah.
So anyway, so we've got that going on. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we've got some great prizes for those that can man up and win this.
So we're going to get some more people. We're going to send the Marylands out, and then we will be right back here with the Rockin' Comedy Show.
And we'll bring Billy Knight up.
Dig.
This bar's cool. I'll definitely come back.
Absolutely.
Hey, where'd you park, Rachel?
Out back, but I'm a little buzzed. I might call a cab.
Breaking news tonight. A young woman named Rachel saves a local family of four. Our very own Jesse Blatz has the story.
Thank you, Vashti. I'm standing here at the intersection of Congress and McKinney where there was no crash and the Roberts family was not injured because Rachel was smart enough to take a cab after having one too many drinks. Leaders around the world are hailing Rachel for her courage.
I'm sorry, Jesse. I'm going to have to cut you off. We're getting word that the Roberts family is holding a press conference.
Thanks to the selfless act of one woman, I am standing here today with my family. What's that, honey? My daughter would like to say something. Go ahead, Emma.
I want to say thank you to Rachel.
Save a life. Don't drive buzzed. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
I knew I was stuck at this kid's house for the night. I decided to just go to sleep and get the night over with. But those guys came into the bedroom and got into a massive pillow fight. Let me tell you, it's not easy falling asleep when a sweaty little kid falls on you every 5 seconds. Even after the lights went out, Raleigh and his friends stayed up. A bunch of them snuck up on me to try and pull the hand in a bowl of warm water trick. Well, that was enough for me. I went downstairs to sleep in the basement even though it was pitch black. I left my sleeping bag upstairs, and that was a mistake, because it was freezing. I think it was probably the longest night of my life. When the sun came up this morning, I found out the reason it was so cold. I was sleeping right by the sliding glass door, and some fool had gone and left it open overnight. That really stunk, because if I knew there was a way to escape last night, I definitely would have taken it. To read more about the sleepover, check out Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Last Straw by Jeff Kinney. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library. And visit read.gov, brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
This is Dr. Demento, and Crazy J is okay.
Man, yeah, Papa Roach fucking rocks, brah. And everybody knows who you are. Everybody sees a rising star. Everybody here knows who you are. You're a food court rock star. You're a food court rock star. What a buzz. And all the girls are dressed like Gwen Stefani, 'cause they've been to Hot Topic. You
can have anyone you choose. And everybody knows who you are. Everybody see the rising star. Everybody here knows who you are. You're a food court rock star. You're a food court rock star. Everybody, everybody knows who you are. You're a food court rock star.
I like Oprah, I like A&E, I like Black Reforms and the U.S.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back. We are here at Cheeburger. Cheeburger.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Our Marylands are busy just taking pictures of themselves.
Hello.
They're like, look how hot we are. We're not even knowing that the mics are on.
That's fantastic.
We're not here to be, like, smart and stuff.
So, in front of us now is Billy Knight of Filthy Alibi. How you doing, Billy?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
Really good, really good. Every time you're here, we get newer and newer girls.
Like, I know. They're never like, the same girl. It's like a revolving door, man. That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing at all.
And these girls are a lot of fun.
I have to apologize
Tons
in advance.
Of fun.
I quit smoking 9 days ago, and I'm not in a good mood.
Would you like a piece of Nicorette? Because I swear to have some in my gut.
I have my e-cigarette.
Your e-cigarette.
Your e-cigarette.
You know, because
these things rock, dude.
The electronic cigarette.
It's water vapor.
Did you get that at the swap meet?
I guess where I got it.
Where?
7-Eleven.
Shut
7-Eleven.
I love 7-Eleven. Innovators.
Well, I've got the Nicorette gum, and everybody says my breath smells terrible.
I'm taking that Chantix.
That might be something else, too. Never mind. Never mind. We're not gonna
anyway, Billy Knight is here from Filthy Alibi. A couple months ago, he and the band came on the show and did some songs for us, and the one song that has gotten the most attention on the show is a little ballad called Everything, and I get at least one or two emails a week for somebody that wants to hear that song, so...
Yes,
it should be a hit, man. But of course, if you guys go see them at the clubs, it's not acoustic. It's rocked out.
It's full on power ballad, and it actually we just played Feel Goods 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and you know it was like the first time we played there. The sound system there is awesome, and ironically, everybody thought that was the coolest song we played.
Yeah.
Even the power ballad way, it's a great song. And I'm surprised because it's one of my least favorites.
That's what you say. But
he says that now because he hasn't had a cigarette and everything's
No, every time I talk to him about it, I hate that song.
It's I don't really hate it. It's just not one of my favorites.
You'll grow to love it if the money starts coming in.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I got a check for royalties tomorrow for $2 million, I'd be like, that's my favorite song.
Lover.
That song.
That's fantastic. But you know what? Why don't you play some for us? Well, for all these people, because we don't ever have as many people in the audience.
That's pretty cool, right?
I'll tell you what. I'll actually play the song everybody loves tonight.
All right.
Because I'm in the mood, I guess. Not like I don't play it 1,000 times a week.
Get used to it if it becomes a hit.
That's
the way it is. All right, so as they said, this one's called Everything. Hey, look, they act like they've heard it before.
Yeah, I know, right?
Please don't suck. Go on. Don't suck.
I won't. I'll try not to. If I do, it's because I quit smoking. Just remember that. Where from mine I'm running high.
see. And baby, I would throw away everything just to have you close to me.
Definitely.
Yeah, once again, I bet you get a lot of chicks with that song.
No, I don't.
Then you're doing something wrong.
I am.
Yeah, because that's pretty
me.
Heavy song.
That's what I do wrong, me.
Yeah, it's like...
But, well, no. We're here just for you.
Well,
we
you
got
know
dressed
what?
Up.
Yeah, they got out dressed up just for you.
Yeah.
You know, trust me, you might need that fake cigarette after you do what you don't do with them.
It, like Dolly Parton says, it takes a lot to look this cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
We're Maryland.
It's all right.
She said that too.
Their second show, and they're still sassy.
Fantastic.
Sassy.
I thought that's what we're here for.
Where are you,
right?
These, where are you these days, man?
Well, we got a show coming up Friday.
Class.
We're going to be playing over at Aces and Ales on Twain and Nellis, I think it is. And I have flyers. I'll give you guys a couple if you want.
Cool.
We're going to be going on about 9 o'clock. We're opening up for Pretty Boy Floyd. I don't
Which
know if you've ever
nine.
Heard of them. No, it means nine, honestly. We try to be on time because we got a lot of people that don't like to be coming in at nine, and then we don't go on until 10. So,
because right. Your audience is mostly people over 50?
Well, over 30 at least. You know.
Now, if it was over 50, they'd be in bed like that.
That's right. They'd be bed by nine. They'd never see us.
Right.
But we got a lot of new songs we're working on that we're going to be bringing out soon. They're not new to me because I wrote them a long time ago, but I'm showing them to the band. So.
Well, that's good. I mean, you guys definitely rock, so keep it up for sure.
We got the website up, filthyalibi.com. Come check us out. We got some songs up there, and that's pretty much it, man.
It's awesome. Well,
I love the name of the website, Filthy Alibi.
You would.
There you go.
Just so dirty.
Dirty Excuses Rock.
But, how did you come up with that name?
But I mean,
we came up with the name. The drummer came up with Alibi because we were with another band name before that, and then I told him, I was like, that by itself is just kind of lame. We need to put an adjective in front of it.
And you came up with filthy.
So I came up with filthy.
Happy Alibi. No, it just doesn't go really well.
Yeah, it doesn't. Secret Alibi was already taken, and it sounded kind of dumb too.
You know, beautiful. No.
And
you know, I like to think of myself
Fairy
as kind of.
No.
Gritty and dirty and
Rainbow
my mind
alibi.
And what I write.
Well, you guys definitely have it.
Rainbow,
I mean, it's awesome
alibi,
to hear you
yeah.
guys play live. So.
I mean, yes, you definitely look like your name.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'll give that to you.
Oh, my God.
I need
no,
a shave.
But he's,
I know.
That's all right. He cleans up really well, ladies.
I love the Misfits t-shirt.
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hello.
We were in the Misfits.
Really?
I mean, he's truly bohemian.
We were gothic before this.
Nice. I'm taking the two Marylands home. Sorry that they're not going to be here the rest of your show.
They'll probably go with you, too.
Along, once again, Filthy Alibi.
Thanks,
but
guys.
But again, thanks for being here, buddy.
Once again, let's give this man a big round of applause.
Woo! Yes, Filthy Alibi. I can say that over and over and over and over.
And you just say it slowly, please. Can you just say it slowly and sexy?
Once again, you are listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. I am Spaz, and I'm here with Crazy Jay and
the Marylands. And we are getting ready for the 1 pound hamburger eating contest.
Oh,
so,
I'm hungry.
Sign up.
And I saw your repeat offenders pictures on the posters over there. It was fantastic.
I know.
All right,
might be up there again.
Repeat a third offenders. Time.
Excellent.
These
so you're
so
doing
good.
This thing.
Right.
I know what the prizes are, so I'm pretty down.
Time to wait
all right,
contest.
You know what the prizes are. You know. So, okay, so we'll be right back with hamburger eating contest. Fantastic.
I am getting hungry now.
This place is making me hungry.
I'm in eighth grade now. That means those years of peer pressure are way behind me. From here on out, it's all about good grades and living up to your totally realistic expectations. Alcohol is probably the last thing on my mind. Like you said, I'm too young to drink. When I'm with my friends, all we talk about are current events and boy bands. We're definitely not curious about what alcohol tastes like or why the older kids drink. And do I notice when you have a drink at dinner? Of course not. Just like I haven't noticed where you keep the alcohol. Oh, and if the opportunity arises to talk to me about drinking, you should definitely continue to avoid it. And if you do bring it up, just remind me that I'm too young. That'll probably do the trick.
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the 8th grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early. Talk often. Get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ahoy, ye mateys! Now I know you probably think a pirate like me with a peg leg and an eye patch is in search of me buried treasure, but 'tis not so, me mateys. My brave crew and I have pledged to plunder no more until we clean up all the garbage that comes out here from land. Why, just today, I found an aluminum can that said soda pop from the mountaintop. Somebody probably threw it on the ground and it washed into a drain pipe and into a river and into the ocean. Now I've got the best crew in the seven seas.
Hooray!
But we can't do it all ourselves.
Not on our own.
Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. To learn more about keeping oceans clean, visit keepoceansclean.org. Tarnation. I mean, keepoceansclean.org.
What? That's keepoceansclean.org.
Yeah, what he said. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, you're sane as anybody. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. 'Cause you don't hitchhike on the freeway in the new. And you don't sit in Denny's all night staring at your food. And you don't hear satanic voices in your brain. You're normal. You're not insane. Nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy. Your sound is anybody. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. 'Cause you don't look for a spaceman in the park. And you don't bark like a dog when there's a cat in your yard. And you don't walk backwards in the mall. You're a fake. You're not disturbed at all. You're nuts to say you're You're nuts to say you're crazy, you normal as can be. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. Cause you don't have an imaginary friend who goes with you to the movies and eats milk duds from your hand. And you don't cry when you see flies die. You're a fraud. You're a normal guy. You should be ashamed. You're not deranged. You're not a flake. You're a fake. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy. You're sane as anybody. You're nuts to say you're crazy. Well, maybe you are crazy, Jay.
Believe it.
So Glenn, who films a lot of stuff for the show and comes out to a lot of events, eats the 1 pound hamburger but doesn't want to enter the contest. To him, we have words for that, but since it's a family show tonight, I can't say it. But we'll talk later, Glenn. Well, we need people to sign up, and he's just too much of a coward to, you know, go against my brother.
C word, dude.
Cheesy?
It can be done.
Cheeseburger.
Where's your?
Then you don't get the prize. That's right.
Overtime.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, you've never seen my brother eat.
I know. I'm gonna have to wait.
So anyway, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we're getting ready to do the 1 pound hamburger eating contest. And still ahead, we've got some great guests coming up on the show, and we're going to be back right after this.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take in the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat a homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed, with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Nasser, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate, don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean up your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full. Chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, just eat it, just eat it, just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food to sing some kind of game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are here at Cheeburger Cheeburger, where we are getting ready for the 1 pound hamburger eating contest. The burgers have been placed and they're being cooked.
Who's next? Who's next?
Well, and we have
Antonio. Oh,
this is a big surprise for me. I mean, but you're actually entering the contest.
I'm gonna do it for fun. I mean, I can't win the prize. So,
I mean, don't get me wrong, but scarfing down a pound burger in 8 minutes. Sounds like a
fun.
Really, really nightmare for somebody's colon.
Well, the Marylands agreed to do it if they could share a burger, so I said, sure, why not?
Yes,
I said I would do it if it was sliders.
No, you guys will share the burger.
After the show, though, I don't want to...
Wait, you got to do it now.
I don't want to mess up my lipstick.
Isn't it technically like a 20-ounce burger? Isn't that what it is?
20-pound burger? It's 1 pound burger.
1 pound.
One pound before or after it's cooked.
Why are you being technical? It's 1 pound.
I don't want it on the bun.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I want a lettuce wrap. I want it to be carb-free.
Yeah, actually, it's a 20-ounce burger.
Hold on. Here's the expert.
20-ounce burger, it cooks down to about 16 or 17 ounces, depending on the temperature.
That was one of the chefs.
That's one of the chefs. Who is going to do the contest?
Awesome.
He's doing the contest.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. But right now we have, before we get to the contest, which we will do in a second, we have another guest.
Yes.
Ooh, another guest.
Another guest.
Yeah. Like, what a surprise. He's sitting right next to you.
Oh, yay, guest.
It's like the white, and like they're all dressed in white, and he's like all dressed in black. You know,
yeah. I'd like to be the reverse Oreo right in the middle of that.
Would you like to borrow my black
bow? Why don't you girls go sit next to him and
then we'd be away from our mic and stuff.
Then boop your mics together.
We work so hard on our sweet.
But ladies,
I'm so glad you figured this out for us.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have Antonio Restivo in the house,
and he's
Antonio
hot.
Restivo in the house. You see how I do that?
It's all about
volume. He is hot, man.
He's on
on fire.
And speaking of fire, that's what he does.
That is.
And he is a fire performer. And can you explain to our audience what a fire performer, what it entails? Because it's not just fire. Is it just fire breathing, or is it taking fire, manipulating it in all kinds of different ways?
Yeah. Is it just burning a bunch of shit up?
I just like to burn a lot of shit up. But yeah.
Family show.
S-word.
I spin poi, I spin staff, I breathe fire, I eat fire, I rub fire on my arms, I develop props that catch on fire and produce people. I created the full like magic and illusion show, all with fire based in it, you know, where every scene was wrapped in fire.
That's sexy. So you don't like 151? I thought that everybody puts 151 in their mouth and spits it out.
Yeah, the problem with the 151 is when you go to drink 151 and breathe it out, your lips, your mouth, and your everything become totally numb, and you can't feel it. So when your face catches fire, it'll burn for a few moments.
So what's the best thing to use other than?
Well, there's a couple of products that people use, but one of them that I use is petroleum-based. It's called liquid paraffin.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow, sounds delicious.
Yeah. You can get that in every Walgreens.
Yeah, no.
And is it one of those things, after you put this liquid paraffin in your mouth, it's flammable, for God's sakes. I mean, it's like, if you want to kill germs, this is probably the way to do it.
Yeah.
Or cavities. What does your dentist say?
Or your lungs, or anything else in your body, your esophagus, whatever you want to just...
I mean, so you're saying there's a definite learning curve to this fire breathing stuff.
Total learning curve, well, yeah.
You seem to have, like, no bad
Burns
scarring
up.
Or anything like that.
I'm good
say,
at what I do.
He's so good.
No, don't do that.
Oh, wow. That's a long tongue.
He's so good at what he does.
That's a long
last
tongue.
Last Tuesday.
Wow. Not longer than mine.
Oh, let's see yours.
Last Tuesday, you set a new Guinness Book of World Record for?
The actual record is the highest flame blown by a fire breather. The old record was held by Tim Black from Australia. Guinness came out to witness the event. The old record was 23 feet 7 inches. And I blew a fireball 26 feet 5 inches, which was stopped by the ceiling. So it would have went a little higher if I would have had a little more room. But I hit the ceiling, so Guinness called it 26.5.
Was that how many attempts did you get to do it?
Three.
Are you like a
shots.
Dragon?
Yes.
Where did you do this at?
I rented a warehouse right off of Trop and Boulder. So a guy just sort of let me use his warehouse. He had a high enough ceiling that was at least higher than what the current record was. So I rented the warehouse and just started practicing in there, and then went for it.
Did you have fire extinguishers?
Did you have to have the fire department there?
Yeah, fire department was there, fire extinguishers were there, fire
clearance,
safety was
the whole
there.
Deal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so you had it all mapped out.
Have you ever burnt anything down by mistake?
No, I've never burnt anything down by mistake. It's all
not
been
mistakes. All been by all by
it's all been intentional.
You know, and
what have you burnt?
Okay. You were telling me that you were doing this since you were 8 years old.
Yeah, I lit my best friend's backyard on fire when I was 8, and sort of
you finally said, "Hey, I got
fire
something here."
Fire starter,
oh, yeah,
the wicked fire starter.
I got to figure out how to make a career from this, so I don't go to jail.
And your mom and dad are going, "What the hell are you doing?"
Actually, you know, my mom and dad were really cool, because when I lit the kid's backyard on fire, the mother of my friend did completely the wrong thing. She drove me to my house screaming, and she screamed at my mom. And my mom is Sicilian, and my mom was like, "Why weren't you watching them? They're children."
Were you lighting matches?
Should have been, you know, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you at least endorse doing it safely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, she yelled at my mom, and my mom looked at me and said, "Did you get hurt?" And I said, "No." She said, "Did anyone get hurt?" I said, "No." She said, "Did you light the house on fire?" I said, "No." She said, "Go outside and play." And then she told the woman what she thought about coming into her house and yelling at her. Pretty much.
I'd throw some Italian in there. What were the Italian words?
Yeah, no, I can't throw the Italian. This is a family show.
But not only are you a fire performer, you're an illusionist. You dabble in the dark arts of magic.
He used to have a show at the Greek Isle. It was called Ignite.
Yep.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I did Ignite for 6 months. I actually started in this town. I was just driving through and stopped here for 3 days, and I started fire breathing over at Caesar's Palace. And then for 4.5 years, I was over at Bite. And then during that time, I started over at the Excalibur. And then when my contract ended 4 years later at Byte, I opened my own show, Ignite, over at the Greek Gods.
You were great in Byte. I saw you there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I saw you there.
So now, I mean, it's good to have a house gig. I mean, especially, you know, when it comes to lighting crap on fire, and yeah. that's your bag.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and I mean, that's a hard market to be in. No offense. I'm sure there are other guys out there who are just as bored, you know, to go out there and start blowing fire and blowing things up. You know, so I'm sure it's a pretty hard industry to be in, but still, you got a gig, man.
Well, yeah. Well, the cool thing about it is, I mean, I've been working at Tournament Kings for five and a half years now. It's a great gig. It's a lot of fun. But you're right. Like, I just got off America's Got Talent last year, and
no
like
way.
I was a finalist in their show.
Yeah,
I did pretty good. Yeah,
that's great.
That's great.
Yes.
But you know, like even after the show, like they always say, oh well, you'll get so much from this and that. I didn't get any gigs after the show because I think people are still hesitant on bringing fire to their venues, even though I was really, really well received.
You were great in Byte. You didn't have fire in that, did you? I mean,
I did. I started with fire in Byte. Yeah.
But it's not. You're not a one trick pony. You have a lot of other. You have a lot of other things that you're capable of doing, and that's what you want these people to know. And hopefully, we can get out there and help you. And people who are listening, if you want a great act, if you want a great act of illusionists, you know, someone who's an illusionist as well as a fire breather, because you don't necessarily get both. You don't necessarily get both. You'll get one. Usually, you get an illusionist or maybe a fire.
Well, I sort of mix the two. Everybody that I work with is sort of trained in fire safety, so 90% of my props actually get lit on fire. So, yeah, you're going to get amazing. If you want me, you want fire. But yeah. Know that, you know, the one big thing that I do is I'm really strong about fire safety. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't want the building to come down. You know, so I could perform fire in this venue and make it work.
And don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know. You can't see this guy right now. He says he says it's all with a nice, happy smile. I don't want anybody to get hurt. But he looks like he's probably taking you. He's like a serial killer. You know, he has his goat. He has this really dark, long hair.
And I love the eyebrows, the way they're arched up like
yes,
that.
And
they don't look singed.
He looks
either.
Like he plays Mordred. And
you're
he
right.
looks like Mordred of Excalibur.
His hair looks like it's never been...
Honestly,
the other Marilyn has a good point. Nothing on him looks burnt or singed.
Because I'm
good at it.
He's good.
Well, do you ever go to Burning Man?
Yeah, years ago I did Burning Man when they first started, when it was like 200 people.
Oh, so.
He does currently perform at Excalibur.
What do you do?
Excalibur?
Kings.
You know, one other thing I'd like to mention about the world record, I know we're broadcasting. The world record has actually never been held by an American. So I'm the first American to ever.
Go USA.
Keep it up for the brothers.
Yeah. So it was really kind of cool. I mean, Guinness came out. It was a great experience. As I said, the fire marshal was there. Everybody was there. I had a lot of friends and family. Some pictures are posted on my Facebook page, on my personal website, and stuff like that.
And you can go to his Facebook page. It's AntonioRostivo.com.
And is that a fan page or a personal page?
My fan page is Antonio Fire at Facebook. And then, just type in my name, you'll find my page.
Well, man, thank you very much for coming on in, man.
Thank you from both Marylands.
From both Marylands. And you can catch Antonio over at the Excalibur at the Tournament of Kings, where they do actually a special for Vegas residents, correct?
Yeah, for locals. We're two for one.
You
get dinner with it. It's a great show. It's a lot of fun.
And you can take your kids. You know, it's an all-age family show. And the scary guy who breathes fire, that would be Antonio.
And you eat while you watch the show, right?
So you eat while, yeah.
Well, they could actually replace you. Remember they had the dragon that was up at Excalibur? You should be standing up there.
My fireballs were longer.
Oh, you got balls. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get once again. Let's give a big round of applause for Antonio Restivo for coming up. Stay tuned. We are doing the hamburger eating contest here at Cheeburger. Cheeburger.
I can't wait.
I'm home and I love it. I'm home where I belong. I'm home. And I love it, I'm home, where I belong.
It's always nice to come home, but these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over 1 million struggling homeowners
and we want to help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I've been.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Dad, I'm in eighth grade now. That means those years of peer pressure are way behind me. From here on out, it's all about good grades and living up to your totally realistic expectations. Alcohol is probably the last thing on my mind. Like you said, I'm too young to drink. When I'm with my friends, all we talk about are current events and boy bands. We're definitely not curious about what alcohol tastes like or why the older kids drink. And do I notice when you have a drink at dinner? Of course not. Just like I haven't noticed where you keep the alcohol. Oh, and if the opportunity arises to talk to me about drinking, you should definitely continue to avoid it. And if you do bring it up, just remind me that I'm too young. That'll probably do the trick.
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the eighth grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often, get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Insane.
A double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink, please. Did you get my order? A double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is about that time. Welcome back to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are about to start the mayhem, which is called the 1 pound cheeseburger eating contest. And I gotta take a picture of this.
Okay. Gotta take the shirt off.
Oh, wait, they actually get a drink? You know, just like. So everybody look over here real quick. We have, I just want to get our contestants that we have here. We actually have Roxy Gunn, for God's sakes. So Roxy, say...
Hello.
Excellent. Roxy, you know, you have the smaller burger, but damn, it's still pretty big. It's still pretty big. Over here we have... You can tell he's a veteran by his long, slim... physique, that you're a professional at this. You've done this before. You are your body, Stuart. Your body is built to eat a burger this size. Stuart, look over here. Take a picture.
Let's not forget, he did eat 47 McNuggets on my show in like 11 minutes.
47 McNuggets, and not to mention that we have our own Crazy J here.
He's not planning on winning. Just doing it for the.
He's doing it for the sport, but and we over here we have the man. Tell me what this burger is all about.
It's 20 ounces of pure Angus beef.
20 ounces of pure Angus beef. And your name is?
Olympias.
Olympias is over here, and he is, not only does he help make these burgers, but he is actually going to go out here and compete in the burger eating contest. And so, now, I need somebody who has a stopwatch.
Phone.
Okay, now they have to finish this, and we are gonna say 8 minutes.
Is this
really fair? You better chew fast. You better chew. It's still 8 minutes. So Marilyn, get together real quick, and everybody look at me over here for a picture. One, two. Look over here. One, two, three. Okay, and who has a timer here? And on the count of three, we are going to start. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Ready. On your mark.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Go, girl, go.
Go, Ross.
That's right. Jay is using the 1-2-3 technique. Puts 3 bites in his mouth and swallows it whole. It's fantastic. It's actually going really well. Don't choke and laugh at the same time, Jay. You're ready. Focus and concentrate. Focus and concentrate. And there's Roxy, silent but deadly with this burger over here. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. There are some things, ladies and gentlemen, that you really should never see. Yeah, you know, and it's better actually me commentating because I'm really trying to put the dampening of how gross this can actually be. And what kind of damage Stuart is doing over here. Oh my gosh, his faces look like it's manipulated. It's not even the same shape anymore. He has so much food in his mouth.
Butter cutting it up for him.
Oh my goodness. But once again...
Would you like to do it?
Then we have, and see, as Jay's talking, Olympias is over here, just quiet, doing his damage, doing his work. He knows how to do it. He's done this before. Oh, yes, and that's it. Once again, oh my gosh. It looks like Roxy is almost halfway down. That's right. Swallow back, get rid of that gag reflex, and just power through. Get rid of the gag reflex and power through. That's right, Olympias. Make the magic happen. That's how the pros do it. Yes, this is one of those times that you wish you might have been a gay man. But it's fantastic. See you go. Choke that thing down. It's like putting a fist down your throat. It is fantastic. And there's Stuart once again. Stuart going a little bit cross-eyed, taking a little bit of water, but he's still, once again, still going strong. And well, we are going to get to the prizes after I am done commentating. That's right. We'll get there. But once again, there's Jay. He looks like he's slowing up a little bit. Pound.
Yeah, what's all that?
That's right. Choo-choo swallow. Choo-choo swallow. And there is Roxy. She looks, her eyes are starting to glaze over. It's all right, but what? She's doing some damage.
How much time left?
Mentally prepared for this gig. She starved herself for 2 days.
2 minutes in.
And we're only 2 minutes in. Great. So this is actually, and what's this? Olympias is already half done. And now, oh my gosh, and look at Stewart's going into his third quarter of his burger. Third quarter. Oh, and that's fantastic.
Check their pockets.
But once again, here we are, the Rockin' Comedy Show, doing the Cheeburger Hamburger Eating Contest. But once again, here we go. Roxy's doing some damage. She's actually only has a quarter of her burger left. Yes, you have to eat everything. And the fries.
And the fries?
You ain't touched his fries yet. That's right. Olympias is now doing smack talk to over to Stuart. That's right. He's like, that's right, Stuart. You've eaten your burger, but the fries is what's going to slow you down.
I was wondering if you could do an all-Atkins diet.
An all-Atkins diet.
Atkins diet.
Once again, there's Jay. He's slow and steady, winning the race. No stranger to this game. He approaches it like a professional. Slow and steady, he eyes the burger, finds out which corner to tag first, and takes it out. And there goes Roxy again. Oh my gosh. It's horrible. To see such a pretty face distort like that with food, it's just unbelievable. Don't worry, don't laugh. Don't laugh, just keep on going. We are 5 minutes in. You have 4 minutes in.
4 minutes.
Okay, 4 minutes in, and man, Olympias tackling those fries like they were nothing. Breaking a sweat. Look, there you go. There you go, Stuart makes his rounds. Mixes around, wiping the sweat over off of everybody's brow, and we are still underway here. We are 4 minutes in, and it looks like Roxy Gunn is almost through with her burger. Roxy Gunn. Yeah, gunning it out. And here's Stuart. Gosh, it looks like a train wreck. It is an accident scene over here, ladies and gentlemen. It is an accident scene. It looks like somebody's burger just got destroyed on Stuart's plate. That's right, but he's still making it out. That's right, eating like a pig, putting his face down there in the trough, making the magic happen. That's what he's all about. Focused, dedicated. Oh, but you know what? Let's over here on the far side. We have the veteran. And like I said, he's
5 minutes.
5 minutes in. And
get the fries.
And there's Olympias. He's on his last quarter, and he's already finished all his fries. Oh, Stuart, you better. You are going down at this point. Olympias is right now making you his bitch. Excuse my language. This is a family show. This is a family show, but it's good. We can bleep that out in the post editing. But once again, Jay slowing up here. He has half of his burger still on the plate. It's a good thing, you know, that Jay has to actually do the rest of the show after this, and you know, binge and purge probably, because he'd probably go into a coma after he eats something like this. And I have to sit next to him. Lucky me. Lucky me. And there goes Roxy. She's the first one to finish her burger. They eat those fries. Tackle it down. Don't worry. Don't think about puking. Just power bound. No gag reflex. It's all mind over matter. Mind over matter. You need to make the magic happen. That's right. If you feel like, don't think about that. Don't think about that at all. You just want to choke it back. Choke it back. Yeah, but it's all right.
No, you can do it, and I'll hold your hair.
We are all pushing for you. And don't worry, these are all low-fat burgers. They will not go to your hips at all. Low-fat burgers, you will look svelte the next day. These burgers will actually help you lose weight. Because that's what this is all about. We are here to help everybody. No, oh man, look at Olympias. And he is done. Boom. Oh, no, he's not done yet. He's scraping the plate. He's scraping the plate, and he's making sure no piece of lettuce is left standing.
7 minutes left. 1 minute left. Oh, my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that does it. Please put your hands together for Olympias. And second place we have coming in, we have, once again, we have Roxy Gunn on the fries. And that's right, Stuart's eyes are starting to glaze over. That's right. Choking it back down, Stuart. That's right, a little bit of water. Don't fill yourself with too much water, man. You're not gonna be able to power through. This is where, after this, a little bit of metal musel will go a long ways. You can never have too much fiber.
Or Epicag.
Fantastic. But tell me right now. I'm here. These guys are still going. Olympias, what was your plan of attack?
Win.
I mean, that's deep. You know, I see your fighting spirit. I see your fighting spirit coming out here doing some damage to those burgers. Because you've seen people fail a lot. And you knew you had this hands down.
I had a secret weapon.
Now, what was your secret weapon?
My wife has Tums in the car.
Fantastic. Yeah, I bet you all wish you had wives that had Tums in the car after this.
Where's the nearest CVS?
Yeah, closest nearest CVS, because there's going to be a little bit of heartburn or acid reflux going on after this, coming from the man whose wife actually makes the burgers. He's like, yes, you probably will need one or two after this, or four. But God, we love you back there, honey. You better get the Tums ready. That's right. You better get the Tums ready, honey. Your man did some damage. Damage. It was horrible. That burger didn't stand a chance. It was like a gory accident. He was like an animal. He was like an animal just ripping through that thing. And I saw you. You made his burger a little bit bigger than everybody else's because you know what kind of man he is. But once again, we still have three people on the table. Roxy, once again, her eyes starting to cross with how much food she's putting down. And there's Jay, once again, putting on the pink skirt and giving him a little furry and little tiny umbrella to put in his hair. Yeah, that, what kind of wussy man are you? Couldn't even finish a 20-ounce burger.
I'm sorry, what kind of wussy man are you? You didn't even try.
I'm a vegetarian. Watch my girlish figure, because I'm built for speed. I can't have any burgers slowing me down. Built for speed. Vegetarian. I just started yesterday, but we have Stuart still gunning down those fries. Stuart, all right, he's all right. But once again, the time.
Roxy.
At this point, it's now personal. There's no time limit after this point. The 8 minutes are up, but right now, it's all about a matter of pride. It's a matter of pride just finishing the game, because you don't want to be that guy who doesn't finish like Jay. You know, he sits there.
I can't win the prizes anyway.
So, I mean, it's a prize enough just to be eating the burger. But Stuart, he has probably about three mouthfuls left. Roxy over here, you know, getting the gag reflex. That's right. Mind over matter, Roxy. Mind over matter. You were hungry. You even told me before you haven't eaten for like a day and a half. You are so starving. See, and her, she's drunk her stomach. What kind of training do you call that?
You gotta drink a lot of water.
But once again, there's Stuart. Almost has one time left. Second place is pretty much in the bag. And ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's second place.
Swallow.
Oh, yeah. There's some pickles and stuff over there. You gotta go eat that. Eat all that. Yeah, but that's the worst, man. When you have pickles come through your nose when you throw up, it's just not good. It's not good. Don't think about that, Stuart. Don't think about that. Just keep on.
He is a trained EMT, so he can revive himself.
You know what's bad? We call that a number three.
A number three. Oh, wonderful.
A number one and a number two and then a number three.
That's once again, we're talking about how many fingers that you have to pull down, put down your throat to throw up, and she's doing one, two, three. Okay, you know the Marylands are pros at this. It comes from the, you know, a lifetime of bulimia and anorexia. But in number two is okay. Now we're getting it. And they once again, they have a lot of experience in this. Right the next thing. Come on, Stuart.
Every time I'm sitting there like,
I'm trying to help you.
That's right, Stuart. Power through. Power through. You got it. You got it going down. One, he's almost there. A couple onions. Stuart, listen, he's on the home stretch over here. But once again, Olympias once again made this child's play. Child's play to everybody. And don't finish that olive, man. What are you doing? What do you feel? What do you finish that olive? And swallow. He has to swallow, and then we'll call it. But she, oh yeah, she got just as much fries as everybody else. Once again, the Marylands are complaining that the one female got less fries than everybody else, or more fries. She had a smaller burger. Okay, now they're making concessions because she's a woman. Yeah, we don't want to get into this fight. All right, so once again, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Stewart and Olympias, bad to the bone. I feel sorry for you tonight, honey. I feel sorry for you.
Me too.
Yeah. Now they get their picture taken and get their put on the wall of fame. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. This is Baz doing the commentary. We will be.
And you want to take your son and daughter on the perfect camping trip, so you pack up the car with all your gear.
We're all loaded up.
And you get the right direction.
Arriving at destination.
And you set up camp right next to a creek.
I caught a fish!
And it all goes perfectly.
Best trip ever, Dad!
And you're the perfect dad. But even if it doesn't go that way, and your gear ends up on the highway, and you get completely lost.
Where are you going?
And your campground is near a beehive. It can still be the perfect camping trip, because kids don't always see things the way you see them.
Best trip ever, Dad!
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of siblings in foster care who'll take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Insane.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're back here at Cheeburger, Cheeburger, where I just did the hamburger eating contest.
Dude, you look in good form.
Yeah, I mean, well, I didn't go in to win. I just went into. Yeah, I was hungry for one, and two, I needed to make it exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it was great having you out there and see you do some damage to yourself and your colon.
You know, he had half a burger.
You know, he only ate half. It was pretty much equivalent to what Roxy Gunn ate.
Right.
You know, Jay just put away the girl's burger.
That Roxy was impressive. She downed her burger before anybody else.
Yeah, she was. She came in here with that. She came in here with that.
She was good.
Winning attitude.
You know, but you know,
that was it.
Olympia still made everybody his bitch.
Yes. So, I mean, the video is going to be amazing.
Be fantastic. But once again, you are listening to the sultry, smooth-sounding voice of Mike Doria.
Who is who is on the show, and he is the front man of the group 90 Proof.
90 Proof, right here, a band out here, right here in Vegas that you have to come check out.
Absolutely.
And 90 Proof, how did you get the name?
Well, you know, I used to be a reporter at Fox 5, and I used to work with this guy, Eric, and he's just a pain in the ass. And he said,
"We all have friends like that."
I know, but this was every day. So he's like, "You could never be in a band," and I'm like, "Why not?" Because he was in a band. And he's like, "Because you think it's so easy." I'm like, "I don't think it's easy at all." So the minute you tell me I can't do something, I do it. So 2 weeks later, I got into a band, and I said, "Well, listen, just so you know, I'm now in a band. So you name the band. We're a '90s cover band." And he said, "What about 90 Proof?" And I'm like, "Works for me."
Nice.
Works for me.
What's your favorite 90 proof liquor?
My favorite 90 proof liquor. Well, it's not really a 90. I don't know if it's 90 proof. I like Jaeger.
Who doesn't? Yum.
I know. Or Corona.
They like really Corona. Need to sponsor this show.
Yeah, they really do. Everybody should always have a shot of Jaeger before they come on.
I was a drunk and long before.
Like carry around the little cooler thing that
it goes with the band. Man.
It does. I was a drunk long before the band came along. So yeah. I mean,
good. It's just that you needed that band to actually, you know, make your drunkenness.
Well, it's like you can't walk around as a drunk and not have anything else. If you walk around as a drunk and you're kind of a rock star, then it's understandable. But if you're just a drunk, you're like, come on, dude.
So, I mean, you're a rock band. I mean, because there's a lot of music in out of the 90s. There's all different kinds of genres. But you're 90 proof. So is it 90s? What kind of music do you tackle?
You know, it's pretty much anything in the 90s, but I kind of keep it to alternative rock, maybe a little bit of pop, like Matchbox 20. But anything you'd hear from the 90s. And it doesn't have to be exactly the way the band played it back in the 90s. It could be our kind of version of it, but...
Excellent.
I really love the idea of covers, because you can write your own songs, you can be original, and that's great, but I want when people come to our shows for them to know the songs. If we were all originals, they wouldn't know what they were getting, so...
Right. And, you know, and it's very rare. It's very rare, especially in this town. You see top 40 bands all the time. You see the guys who are doing all the new current crappy music that's all out there. But me, being a child of the 80s, you want to get out there, and I've never seen a band that covers Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Green Day, any of these, you know, these, that was a 10 years of my life. That
yeah.
Was, this music basically invaded.
We
do,
we cover all of those bands, but you would think that more people would know that. I mean, but we do get a good number of people that come to our shows, but I thought there'd be an even bigger push to have a 90s cover band covering, you know, all of these songs that people love. And we're out there. I just don't think people necessarily know enough that it's out there. So it's good things for shows like yours to help us.
Well,
promote.
That's what we try to get out there and do. Try to let people know that, and especially our Marylands, they are the bomb.
This Marylands like.
I'm just wondering, do you cover just like pop songs, or do you do like the Pixies?
No, we do like the hardest stuff. We do like Foo Fighters, Stone Temple Pilots,
Scott Weiland's.
I did
who's
a Metallica.
Your favorite?
I did a Metallica. My favorite band is Live, and this is
Live is bad.
Oh. I only liked Mental Jewelry, though. Only.
See, well, they had a lot of good songs.
They had a great lot
that's,
of great.
That's how the band started. I was, and Live is my favorite band. They were
Did
playing at the Palazzo Pool. I
how
could.
Remember, the band's not here.
And they were playing the pool, and that's when I said, you know what, it's time to get the 90s cover band. And I know Live, and we talk back and forth sometimes, so I've met them. Yeah. In fact,
Ed Kowalczyk?
Ed Kowalczyk, Chad really? Taylor, he and I were going back and forth the other day on Facebook. They're now in another band, Gracious Few. Ed's by himself. But
what about the Bloodhound Gang? Bloodhound Gang? Bloodhound Gang?
No, we
didn't. Yeah, but I'm a huge fan of Live, and that's cool that you actually could, being a reporter, being in the media, the TV media side of things, I'm sure you've done your fair share of interviewing people as well, and letting, you know, how do you know the guys from Live?
Well, what happened, I'm like one of those 13-year-old girls. I was in the fan club, and when you're in the fan club,
he doesn't look anything like a 13-year-old girl. Just let everybody know.
I don't remember how it happened. You had to be in the fan club, and they picked winners to go backstage at one of the shows. And being in the media, you do get a few more perks. So I'm like, well, I'm not just going to go to one backstage. So every time they had played locally, I managed to get every backstage. So they kind of started to recognize. Yes, exactly. So they started to recognize me, and now they know me by name.
So whenever I come to your show, can I request songs?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, chances are we'll either already play it, but if you request it right there, I mean, we may not know it right on the spot.
Pain Lies on the Riverside is one of my favorites.
Currently in Live, we do Selling the Drama and All Over You.
Nothing off Mental Jewelry?
No, but I do. There are a couple songs off Mental Jewelry I like, but Lightning. Nobody would know them except you.
Only
what are you talking about? That's like the
Lightning
best
crashes,
album
Dolphin
ever.
Dolphin Cries, White Discussion.
Yeah, but that's all off of Throwing Copper.
Throwing Copper.
Yeah.
I love that album.
Yeah,
it was a great
Mental
album.
Jewelry kills them all.
Mental Jewelry, it's a great album, don't get me wrong, but nobody would know it.
That is insane to me.
I know.
So what live songs do you cover?
We do All Over You and Selling the Drama, both of which are off the Throwing Copper. Oh. I like Turn My Head, which is off of Secret Samadhi. But again, it was one of those songs where if you knew it, great, but most people probably wouldn't.
We are talking to Mike Doria. He's the front man of a band called 90 Proof.
Nanda Proof.
So you've been, like I said, you were a news anchor for Fox 5, a news reporter for Fox 5 Morning, and you became a rock star on a dare.
I know. It's my life is pretty pathetic and sad.
Honestly, most people would be like, no, man, that's like so cool. I want to be that. There are so many people on our show who just want to get out there.
Follow your dreams. Goodness.
You know, we wanted to be Marilyn.
It's exactly right. I mean, if you're going to sit here and wait in your life for something to come to you, you're going to be sitting there waiting a long time. Go out and create whatever opportunity you want in life. And that's not BS. It's simply true.
Actually, we're going to be panhandling on the Las Vegas Boulevard this weekend because, you know, I've always wanted to do that.
I'm going to be prostituting on Fremont and 15th because I just think it's
I hear classy. D Street. Yeah. I hear Tropicana is much better.
All right.
Yeah, but I think you look great in drag. You look great in drag.
Because I don't want to drive all the way to Pahrump where it's legal because you waste all that money in gas.
And ladies, he makes a killer Marilyn, too.
Well, you can borrow my wig any day. My dress might be too big.
I'm losing my hair.
So, Mike, at this point, where are you gigging at this
point? We're kind of gigging all over. Our very first gig, which is about a year and a half ago, ended up being a porn party that we found on Craigslist, and this is for people.
You need a band for your porn party?
Well, yeah, they were like, we need bands. It was unpaid. I'm like, hey, we need a gig, our first gig. We get there, and I'm like, you people are really in porn.
Did you get any
action? Mean, they were just no, God, no. I mean, it was just a train wreck. I mean, I'm sitting here watching women with their legs wide open in front of me. I wanted to gag because I mean, they're just they're like 200 pounds.
200 pounds?
Yeah, I'm like, what porn party?
We call that BBW in porn. I'll just let you know, BBW.
I
call that the Arby's cheddar melt.
Ugh. Well, and it was disgusting.
It was Shay bringing down the room.
It was like 90 degrees in the backyard on a, you know, just one of those hot days, and our legs are open, and I'm like, oh, wow. And I'm sitting here singing, you know, All Over You by Live, and I'm like, if this is what a band is like, I'm done after this. But
that's where they all
I didn't sign up for this.
The ugly chicks.
So that was our first gig. We played, you know, car shows. We played Town Square. We played a zillion bars. Right now, we're kind of on this country saloon kick downtown. Amazing stage, amazing venue. They've asked us back several times. We can't say great things enough about this place. So
but you don't sing country. I'm sorry.
We don't. You know, and it's funny because they wanted a 90s night at the Country Saloon, and we don't do any country songs.
And I'd love to see more of that. I'd love to see that more of that turn in Vegas where you don't get to see 90s cover bands. It was always 80s. Everything was all about the 80s, 80s cover bands. And you know what? I think that it's time. It's time.
Yeah. Or those party type songs where you go to a wedding and you hear every like party song that you really don't ever want to hear again.
Yeah, we've only just begun.
But people love that. I don't get it. So yeah, I mean, if you want 90s, you want 90s covers, call us. We will gladly come play your venue.
You guys need to play more booty music in your...
We need a hump.
Yeah, do you do any hip-hop? Yeah.
We don't do any hip-hop. I mean, we do Sublime, which is a little bit of rap. You know, like, life is too short to love the one you
I like, but, you know,
we can actually
rape.
Do that right now.
We're going to do Sublime?
Yeah, we'll do that. I will...
Yeah, watch this.
This is going to be fun.
This is why he's my co-host.
This is why I get to play.
He's got instant 90 proof.
All right.
So you're gonna sing.
You'll sing lead. I'm Satan. So it goes like this.
Is amazing, though.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
one-man band up there.
What app is that?
Where does he get
the Spaz app?
Yeah. I want the Spaz app.
Yuppie, yuppie, go. Jump, run, up the run. Jump, yuppie, yuppie, go. Jump, one, two. Rob.
He's talented.
All that from a phone.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette. Now strap shoes on my feet. Yeah. I got a reason. The reason things went wrong. Gotta find a reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian. I can still get high. I can play the guitar like a mother Ryan. Life is too short to love the one you got, cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Never had a battle with a bulletproof vest. Never had a battle with a bulletproof vest. Take a small example, take a tip from me. Take my money, get up for charity. Leave what I got within my reach. And the sublime style of street from Long Beach. It all comes back to you, finally get what you deserve. Try and test that, try to get to love's what I got. Don't start a riot, you're feeling when the ass gets hot. Love it, it's what I got. See, remember that love is what I got. See, remember that love is what I got. See, remember that love is what I got. I don't cry when my dog runs away. I don't get angry with the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mama smokes pot. It's a bottle and drives through the rock. Fighting, it's all the same. Living Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane. That's loving, come back to me. Loving is what I got. See, remember that loving is what I got. Remember that loving is what I got. See, remember that love is what I got, I got, I got, I got, I got.
He could be a band by himself.
Nice.
Wow. Talk about impromptu.
Yeah.
Sublime.
Yeah, what's up?
I couldn't remember the lyrics. I'm like, wait a minute. That was awesome. How do you do all that on that phone? And
It's called technology, science.
And it's still going on like that.
Science.
No, dude, that was awesome, actually.
Thanks, man.
That was really good.
No, but ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mike Doria. He's in a band called 90 Proof. He plays over at the Country Saloon. When are you going to be there?
We are going to be there this Sunday at 9 p.m. There's no cover, so just come out and enjoy three sets.
Come out there.
We love free.
Yes, three 45-minute sets of your favorite 90s music.
Excellent.
Country Saloon is right on the corner of Fremont and Las Vegas Boulevard. You know where, like, Hennessy Tavern is? Right across. Right there. So it's right there, yeah.
So once again, go catch Mike Doria at 90proof.com or 90 Proof Vegas.
90 Proof, that's our Facebook page. 90, just go to Facebook.com, 90 Proof Vegas. And then you can find us on Twitter,
dude,
too.
Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on out and jamming out.
Thank you from the
thank
Maryland.
Thank you for that Sublime riff. I love it.
Dude. All right, we'll be back after this.
All right, take care, guys.
Bye.
Ball with some friends, and one kid hits one out of the park. He's gonna score one for the team. Rounding home, you hit upside the head. You're out. They all scream. Do over, he cries. Going home.
on the playground. Say that playground is a home. Been married now, maybe 10 years. He's indifferent, she's alone. And he don't smile when she walks in the room. And she don't say I love you anymore. Left a note on the refrigerator door. Do-over, he cries. That ain't fair at all. I wouldn't even play it if I knew it in this way. I'm going home, I'm taking my ball. I don't believe things happen.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're here at Cheap Burger. Cheap Burger, make some noise, everybody. Fun show so far.
Fun show, man. We've had some great times so far. We had a lot of great people come out here for the.
I still can't believe Roxy freaking ate that burger like it was nobody's business.
Dude, she ate more of her burger than you ate of yours.
I told you I wasn't going in to do the contest. I was just there for support.
Don't worry, you can still put on your girly pants after this.
Hey, well, my picture's on the wall, so that's all that matters. It means I've done it. Twice.
You know, you're a repeated offender over
That's
here.
That's right.
Excellent. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the studio. We have Chris Hears in the studio.
Hears
right
is
now.
Here.
Hears is here.
Live at Cheap Burger, Cheap Burger.
Chris Hears is a performer. You're a musician as well. We had some great musicians here today, man. And
I learned of Chris through David J. Hartley, who's been on the show, and also Seth Turner, who was on the show.
Seth
is a beast.
Weekend.
Yeah, Seth is awesome. Yeah, I play with Seth.
And you're a country artist. I mean, that's your bag.
Yeah, I mean, I'm classified as a country artist. I'm kind of on my album, the first song is a diehard country song, and then there's some alt country in there, and there's some Americana, and there's some folk rock too. But country artist.
I mean, how did you get in this game?
Well, you know, I'm a native. I was born here, and
well, you're a rarity.
Yeah, and you know, when I was 16, my dad got me this gave me his pickup truck, old '78 Chevy, and orange interior. And
how long ago was this?
This was born.
There weren't even roads out here at that time.
It was a ways back, but it had an 8-track, and that's all it had. And there's a lot of country CDs in there, and you know, urban cowboy soundtrack,
excellent
stuff like that. So I kind of
got
into it that way, and got just you know, that's what happened.
I mean, so, I mean, at this point, are you gigging here in town?
Yeah, I play all over town. Right now, I'm regularly at the Tuscany Casino every Monday. Yeah, I play at East Ring on Tuesdays.
Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a fun gig. That's in the Piazza Lounge over there.
Tuscany's great. Yeah. Little gym. People should know right off the strip.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's kind of turned into a little bit of a jam session. I get a lot of special guests who just show up. Different people every week.
I got to come in and jam.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Come in and jam.
Oh, that would be cool.
Jam.
Yeah. We would definitely be there.
Yeah, we're there today.
You're going to go anyway.
I know. It's so crazy.
She definitely makes her rounds.
You guys do need to come over.
We just got to figure out
who will be costumes. Then it'll be Betty Page costumes next week.
We just got to figure out who will be that day, because we don't only just do Marilyn.
Absolutely.
But maybe we'll be Dolly that day.
You could do that.
Yeah.
But I had a Patsy Cline last week. That was kind of fun.
Excellent. Yeah. You brought your guitar with you. We can't wait to hear something that you bring to the table. What are you
going
to play for us?
Well, we were just talking about 90 Proof, right? So
yeah.
I have a song called Whiskey Courage that I wrote with a guy named Sammy Steele.
Excellent. You know Sammy? Country songs are all about drinking.
Yeah, well,
I love to be courageous on it.
It's not on my CD, actually, but, you know, the 90 Proof thing kind of got me thinking about it, and it's it doesn't really work with sober people, but we'll give it a shot. I mean, what do we got? We got a few.
How do you know we're not sober?
Well, you know.
These girls are never sober.
Well, then we're in luck.
Far from it.
So anyway, Sammy and I were at my house, and he wanted to write a song called Whiskey Courage. That's all we had, and we had that big Sam's Club bottle of Jack Daniels. I pulled it out and opened it up. And
the old staple.
This song just kind of flowed out. Took me about a week to finish it up and everything. But this is going to be on Sammy Steele's album coming out. We wrote a whole album together. So anyway, Whiskey Courage, we'll give it a shot here.
Now, the magic.
The thing to remember about this song is it is audience participation, so
we're
limited in numbers.
Awesome.
So
all you have to do is ask.
So anyway, the key line here is when I say 10 feet tall, you guys say strong like bull.
Strong like bull.
You guys got that
very
in the back
nice.
There?
They're not even paying attention. They're twittering. They're playing Angry Birds.
They're in a protein coma after the 1 pound burger.
No kidding.
10 feet tall.
Strong like bull.
Strong like bull.
Let's practice it real quick.
All right.
I'm 10 feet tall.
Strong like bull.
Okay, that was a start. All right. All right, so here it is, Whiskey Courage. Well, I was down at the tavern about 3-4 nights ago. Kicking back with a couple of cold ones and checking out the show. Went in, walked in this blonde. She about knocked me off my feet. And I knew I had to have her because my heart was skipping beats. So I flagged down my waitress, said I need another round.
No.
Nothing clear, stronger than beer, girl, make my daddy proud.
Daddy proud.
Yeah!
She said, son, you guys can do this part.
We
got Jim Beam, Bush Mills, Johnny Walker, Woodford, Maker's Mark, Turkey Crown, George Nickel, Double Round, 10, High Knot Peak, Fighting Cock, JD, 7-7, Chivas, Rebo, Cuddy, Sarge, Jade, Black Velvet, Early Times, Old Granddad, Israel Brooks, and Gentleman Jack.
I'll take two of each.
I said, girl, now's the time for courage, and I don't want to mess around. Let's have a triple shot of Jack Daniels and a water glass of Crown.
Ooh.
Got whiskey. I got my whiskey on. Whiskey courage.
Strong
like I've never been this strong. Close. Don't give me that girly girl drink. I'll pour right down the sink. Give me some of that 90 proof. I'm 10 feet tall.
Strong like bull.
Okay, that sucked. Let's try that again. I'm 10 feet tall.
Strong like bull.
That's good. I like it. Well, now my courage, it was flying like an amber cape of steel. And I owe that girl a first hello if you want to know the deal. So I hollered, hey, bartender, and I get another round.
Get it.
Give me that list, I can't recall the one I want right now. And he said, son, you've had enough. Jim Beam, Bush Mills, Johnny Walker, Woodford, Maker's Mark, Turkey Crown, George Nickel, Double Round, 10, High Knot Peak, Fighting Cock, JD, 7-7, Chivas Reba, Cuddy, Sarge, Black Velvet, Early Times, Old Granddad, Israel Brooks, and Gentleman Jack.
Gentleman Jack.
Well, I said, bartender, I'm feeling pretty good, and I love you, Sun Beach. So I have to buy the whole damn bar, a double shot of each.
Ooh.
Got whiskey.
We got our whiskey on. Whiskey courage. I've never been this strong. Sing. Give me some of that 90 proof. I'm 10 feet tall.
Strong light bulb.
Whiskey, that was good. I got my whiskey on. All right, so we made it back to my place. Lord knows I didn't drive. She laughed and helped me with the lock because I tried a couple times. And just as things were getting hot, I felt my world go dim. And I passed out with my pants around my ankles once again. So let this be a lesson when the waitress comes around. Just say, Miller Lite. Watch out for that whiskey. Don't get your whiskey on. Whiskey courage, you'll never be that strong. Just order that girly girl drink, don't pour right down the sink. Cause when I hit that 90 proof, I'm 10 feet tall.
Strong light bulb!
Whiskey, don't get your whiskey on. Whiskey courage, well maybe I'll just have one.
Yeah, right.
One Jim Beam, Bushmills, Johnny Wonder.
Ooh, that was excellent.
That's awesome.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, it's a cool song. My buddy plays that every night in Seattle.
I love participation song.
It's good when you have a whole room of drunk people. It's really
fun. You know? Not.
Yeah, the problem is they don't have beer here.
They don't have beer here.
Yeah, next time we'll have to go have
you,
this
you,
over
you should have told us to bring a flask.
Well, I thought it,
I mean, come
I thought
on,
it
where
just,
would you hide it in that dress?
Same place I got my.
Okay, never mind. Sorry I asked. But once again, you've been listening to Chris Hears. He plays over at the Tuscany.
Tuscany Mondays. And
Every Mondays.
G-string on Tuesdays sometimes. The Tuscany gig is super fun, and it's 7 o'clock to, we played till midnight last
night.
Are
you playing
on Tuesdays? To E string. I played at the E string last night. That's a lot of fun.
You know,
I'll play over there with a couple of different buddies. And
that song is not on this album, is it?
No, that album is that's my album. I wrote all the songs on that album.
Like I said, I'm looking at a CD right now. It's called Western Stars with Chris Hears. And where can they get this?
iTunes, Zia Records, Amazon.
Yeah, so I mean, you really got to pick it up. I mean, you've been, like I said, you're a veteran, man. You write some really good stuff.
Thank you.
What guy besides get the pickup truck and the guitar? How long have you been in this town for?
I was born here. I lived in Nashville
But you did the Nashville rap.
I recorded that record in Nashville, and I got really lucky. I have Brooks and Dunn's bass player and Tim McGraw. I got a great band. The guy that helped me produce it was with Alison Krauss and Grateful Dead as a player. It turned out really well, and it was nominated for Independent Album of the Year.
Man, that's awesome, brother.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm happy with it.
What's the mission at this point? I mean, to get out there? Because honestly, at this point, you just want to gig as long as you can. Keep doing it. Keeps you sane.
Absolutely. I've got two more albums written. It's just a matter of, getting the funds together to record the next one. And I'm trying to get this one, get some major label backing on this one and maybe re-release it. I released it a year ago and had two songs that charted in the top 100. So it's doing well.
So, I mean, is that where you want? Just get signed. Are you signed by anybody right now, or are you looking for distribution?
I'm totally indie right now. Totally indie. So I'm not signed, and I truthfully, I haven't really been trying to get signed lately. But getting signed now doesn't mean what it used to be.
Yeah, getting signed now means you just do a lot of work and somebody else gets a lot of money.
Absolutely.
So to get out there and just keep on gigging, and that's the great thing I love about country music is that most all the performers that you see have to be able to hold their own. There's not really a lot of guys singing the tracks. They write their own stuff.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of country music. You wouldn't know it, but I'm a huge fan of country music.
You mentioned that a lot.
That's what I do. I'm the kind of guy that I do a lot of shows solo. I'll just go out and do just me and the guitar. The Tuscany gig is me and a guy on the djembe drum.
and it's just a blast.
Excellent, man. I got to definitely come make that hang. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, do we have time? Well, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with one more song,
one
I guess.
One more song, sure.
One more song, and then...
We're going to bring up Brian J.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
All right, all right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning $Y an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning $X an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right.
Well, we are back here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're still at Cheap Burger, Cheap Burger. This has been fun.
This has been a good time, man.
We have to find other places to go.
This place is cool.
Like Chris's house.
Grind is good. There's a lot of good.
And the onion rings are delicious.
I missed the being on the
44th
floor.
Right. Well, we'll be back there next week.
We'll be back there next week.
With Bobby Slayton. Yay!
Yay! Oh, yeah. But, you know, we have time for one more song, Chris. We'd love to hear it. This is one you actually wrote.
Well, I wrote that other one, too. I just wrote it with another guy. This one is one. This all the songs on my album, I wrote every song solo. So this is one I wrote in a hotel room in Nashville called Dirt Ridge. And it's probably the closest thing I have to a hit. It's like number 65. So.
Number 65.
Yeah.
And that happens to be the name of the song.
You tell people in Nashville, yeah, when it was number 65, they're like, yeah, next. Anyway, this is Dirt Ridge.
The sun in my back all day. A big dirt plow with a blue sky in my face. It works real hard, yeah, I gotta be honest with that. At the end of the day, I thank the good Lord that I got 40 green acres in my own backyard. A bad transmission in a burned out car. Farm from my grandpa. It's just the five kids and me and Ma. Well, it don't seem like much, but it is. Yeah, I'm Dirt Ridge.
Me too.
Yeah, my pa said, son, money's what you want. Jump off this plow and shake off all this dust. They run so deep, and I never met a man who was wealthier than me. I got 40 green acres in my own backyard, bad transmission and a burned out car, old tin roof, dog named Dude and a cow that we can't eat. I got this farm from my grandpa. It's just the five kids and me and Ma. Well, it don't seem like much, but it is. Supper and we make our own wine and the kids can all say grace. I wouldn't trade a cup of this dirt of life for anything. I got 40 green acres in my own backyard, bad transmission in a burned out car, old tin roof, dog named Dude and a cow that we can't eat. I got this farm from my grandpa. It's just the five kids and a me and Ma. Well, it don't seem like much, but it is. It don't seem like much, but it is. Yeah, I'm Dirt Ridge.
Woo. I can say badass. The little kids have left.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, that's...
It's got a line about a cow that you can't eat in it, so I don't want to say that too loud in here.
They have mad cow disease?
No, it's... In the song, I have this, you know, like the farmer's little daughter and my... You know, who's not going to let him... The cow's like a pet.
Yeah, it's a pet, so you can't eat the cow.
You're not eating this cow. Yeah.
That's
know,
why you so. Said, don't worry.
It's not a vegetarian thing.
We're
going
to send him to a better home called the slaughterhouse. He'll be fine there. That's where all... But once again, you have been listening to Chris Hears. Thank you so much for coming on.
So much.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The Marylands enjoyed it.
We did.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed the Marylands.
All six of them.
All of them. All right, thanks again.
Fantastic. Once again, we are the Rockin' Comedy Show. You've been listening to Chris Hears.
And
go check out
we'll
his website. It's chrishears.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, listen up, your attention, if you please. We wanna give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with a subject stinky cheese, better not go taking the chances, under no circumstances should you open it, or else it will translate your documents into Swahili, make your TV record Chile, your laundry static clean. Look out, it's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out, erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out, erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody. Soon, very soon, all the pain feel off your wall. It'll make your keyboard all sticky, give your poodle a hickey, and invest your cash in stock in your own music. Then it will tie up your phone, making crank long distance calls. It'll set your clock back an hour and start fogging the shower, so just trash now, or else it will decide to give you a permanent wedgie, legally change your name to Reggie, even mess up the pH balance. It's gonna melt your face right off your skull.
Look out!
And make your iPod only play General Tso.
Look out!
And tell you knock knock jokes while you're trying to sleep.
Look out!
And make you physically attracted to sheep.
Look out!
Steal your identity and your credit card.
Look out!
Buy you a warehouse full of pink leotard.
Look out!
Then cause a major rip in time and space, and leave a bunch of squeaky rappers all over the place. Let's write it, the
virus alert.
You need immediately before someone gets immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Warn all your friends, send it to everybody. Tell everyone, you know, tell everybody now. If you get infected, you'll wish you had never been born. So before it emails your grandmother all of your porn, turn off your computer and make sure it powers down. Drop it in a 43-foot hole in the ground. Bury it completely, rock the folder should be fine. Then burn all the clothes you may have worn anytime you were alive.
Virus alert,
you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody.
Virus alert,
you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody.
All right, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay with you. Spaz is here. And the Marylands are here. Give it up
Hello.
For the
Marylands. Hello.
I like the Marylands.
For your second show, ladies, what do you think?
Ryan.
You're welcome.
I think that we're doing an awesome job and we should get a raise.
Well, you know, the...
I'll give him a raise.
Yeah. Well, I've had a raise all night.
Ba-dum.
Oh, Marilyn, what
did
you say? That.
I think it should be Marilyn 1 and Marilyn 2.
Or Marilyn 1 and Marilyn A.
Yeah.
So it's fair.
There you go.
Nice.
But here now, as we wrap up the night, this was fun. This was definitely different for me. I've never done anything like this with the show, so it was definitely a lot of fun.
It was good times, good times.
Glenn was here. He filmed a lot of it, so we'll have the highlights probably in 2 months. Because he's been working hard, that Glenn. He's been filming everything, so that'll be cool.
It was good to have him here.
Let's give a round of applause for Cheeburger, for letting us be here.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Thank you.
Kept them busy, and, they served a lot of burgers today.
Served a lot of burgers, and, got to hear some great artists. And we had, once again, we had, who do we have? We had Mike.
And guys, if your toilet don't work, talk to my brother.
Fantastic. We had Antonio Restivo come on in, Mike Doriel. Gosh,
that would be Chris Mike Hebert. Doria.
Doria.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like L. You have written.
That's your writing.
No, that's your writing.
No,
bro.
That's your writing.
No, that's your writing, bro.
I don't think so.
Don't be lying. So I mean, but once again, now we have. Who do we have in here right now?
This is Ryan J from the Sin City Sinners.
No, I'm not from the Sin City Sinners.
No, I know where he's from. You want me to really reveal?
Ryan J. Please. Yeah. Do you know me? You don't.
No, okay. they have no idea.
Okay. He has a great voice.
Let's reveal two big secrets about Ryan right now. This is
right
huge.
Now.
He doesn't like to have sex with small woodland creatures.
No, okay, that's good. Not that's false. That's,
did you say wooden?
Woodland.
Yeah. Woodland.
True. Yeah,
no, right. Actually, Ryan is the father of Roxy Gunn.
Whoa. Wow.
I am.
He is. And,
Roxy is my
daughter. While you were away, Spaz, during the Christmas show, it was revealed by Roxy Gunn that her father is a huge fan of our show.
Dig, man. We're glad to have you on.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of
She said
of,
she would
radio.
Get into the reasons later, and she never did. So I want to know why you listen to this show.
Why me?
Yeah.
I am a big fan of independent radio. Uncensored radio at that.
Right.
I've been in radio since 1990. Internet radio.
Really? Nice.
See, if you can imagine
we're
that.
We're always trying to... So do you do a podcast as well?
I did back in the early 90s, I did a sports radio show with Sal Masekela from ESPN, now. And we did a bunch of... I guess it was kind of pre-X Games stuff.
Cool.
I was as a young teen, I was really into skateboarding and extreme sports, and so
as an old man now, I mean
as a more experienced man.
He doesn't really even look much older than you.
He looks really young.
Roxy is my daughter. I swear to God. anyway, yes,
so
that's
you
true.
You were on that show, 16 and pregnant.
Right. I was, yeah. No, I did.
Father.
I did, yeah. I did have Roxy when I was 19, actually, when I had Roxy. So, well, not me, my wife. Well, yeah,
All right, enough about Roxy. Let's hear more about you. I mean,
he's also a kick-ass drummer.
I play drums. I played drums all my life. I played professionally from the age of 12. I did session work all over the place. So I have a very... diverse history.
Skill set.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. And then, let's see. Let me back up a little bit. Before that, I played drums all my life. And, of course, did the normal thing. Like everyone else, I ran off to Hollywood and tried to be a rock star. I got about this close. And for the people listening at home, it's about half an inch. I was in a band called Human Zoo. We toured all over, played with a bunch of 80s hair metal bands. Firehouse.
Did you have
hair? I
had
big hair. I had huge, huge hair.
You went to the,
When I moved to Vegas, I discovered it's really freaking hot. Yeah. No,
But at this point, you're a big fan of radio.
Yes, huge.
You have a great voice for radio, God's sake. So is that something that you want to get back into? Is it something that...
I had some painful experiences with radio.
Did it get thrown at you?
No. I worked very hard to do it. But anyway, before that, or right after that, I did my radio show with Sal for about 3 years. And then it kind of, well, in the midst of that, it evolved and it went full on to like extreme skateboarding.
Sure.
So at that point, it turned into a show called Skate Radio. And that ran for another 2.5 years worldwide. We had 10,000 listeners live every Sunday night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have like skateboarders on the show?
Yeah, yeah. And eventually, well, I grew up in California and I grew up with a lot of guys that are now big professional skateboarders, Tony Hawk and all these
like
guys.
All the Bones Brigade guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Christian Hassoy and Steve Cab and all those guys. Yeah. I kind of grew up
Guerrero.
With those dudes. Yeah, yeah.
I was a huge skater back then, too.
Right,
man.
See? Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so that was fun. That was fun. And then later on, that kind of fell apart. We got sued by some people. I have a bad habit of getting sued by people for some reason.
That's why you have to have a good internet lawyer.
Exactly. Well, my internet lawyer sued me too. It's a long story, but anyway.
What the heck were you doing?
And that's the funny thing too, is I'm just doing what I'm doing.
Your problem was you didn't have two Marylands.
Oh, I had all kinds of Marylands. Because that was my next show, which was called Wet Radio.
Wet
no.
Radio.
Well, you can imagine what that's
about. I can imagine. I mean, but just for our listeners, let's dive into that a little bit. What was
okay. Well, first
radio?
I've been holding on to this shit all night. So
and
these are gifts from me to you.
All right.
Excellent.
I dug deep in my archives, and these are deep, man. This stuff is like you're gonna freak if you know your porn. You're gonna know what this is.
Give me that.
This is definitely.
Wait.
Easy.
I don't think we should open this in the restaurant, but
nah,
this is for the studio.
Studio audience
for you guys.
Let me see this.
What you were saying a minute ago.
I'll tell that story in a minute.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Keep it PG.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I know her.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know her, but
Tiana's a good friend of mine.
I'm familiar with her work.
I'm very familiar with her work. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Listen, this one's tasteful.
No,
yeah. That one's a little more tasteful.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't know what I mean. You don't? She's a porn star.
And yeah. You filmed her? Or?
Yes, I filmed her. That's a good word for it. I filmed her.
I mean, did you wait in line for these, yes. Or did they just give these to you?
No, these are from friends of mine. Hannah Harper and Gina Austin are really good friends of mine, and Tiana's a great friend of mine.
Great, now I'm going to have to go YouTube them. Great.
That's the great part about these, is that these girls are... Like they retired years ago, and this stuff is like really rare.
Very
rare.
You collect these, dude. This is fantastic.
Like, when you say retired, like
he's never even been up to the 44th floor.
Yes, that's what I want. I want to come to the studio.
You do know Sunset Thomas
very well.
Yeah, I learned that
actually
too well.
I'll show you some pictures of me and Sunset. We're very close.
I'll show you some too.
Yes,
of you and Sunset.
Oh, you have those too. Okay, yeah. Anyway, with Wet Radio, I we had a live show. We did it in what used to be Sin Gentleman's Club, which is now Penthouse and some other name. I don't know. It's changed names several times. But, interviewed over 1,200 porn stars over that time. And we had a live studio audience, just like this. It was kind of like this. It was very cool, but I was on that side.
Yeah, I mean, and
but what was your most popular question that you would like to ask the porn stars?
What's your favorite position?
Nah, you know what? You know, and that was kind of what was weird about what I
never mind never.
How I interviewed them is I wanted to find out a little bit more. I've seen all their movies, I've seen all their positions, I've seen all their tricks
moves.
And stunts and all that.
We know your tricks.
I practice.
I actually would interview them, and a lot of them were shocked that I actually like asked them questions about them as a person, not like, "Wow, your tits are great," and all this great, you know, things like that. But
obviously, he never interviewed Ava Devine.
I did.
Ooh. Our favorite.
I did, actually.
Ava Devine.
We'll have to compare notes on those.
I did. I think I interviewed all the Devines. There were several, but let me get to this real quick, because this is really bizarre that the Marylands are here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I like how they adjust them.
Adjust their breasts.
And nobody can see.
It's so nice, too, man. I'm glad this takes me back to when I did my show, and there was always beautiful breasts.
I didn't even ask them to do it.
I know, this is great.
They're
gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. They're natural talents.
Indeed.
Natural.
Fantastic. I love that. I love that. It's nothing better than a curvy woman, I'm telling you.
And it's always good to have. They make us look good because we're not.
Absolutely.
Jay and I are not necessarily the best looking people.
No.
True story.
Aw, yeah. Aww,
you're pretty on the inside.
Boy, that's, God, that's just me.
Did you see what he ate? I doubt it.
Yeah, that's
not pretty anymore.
Like my mom always used to say, you have a face for radio.
You have a face for radio. Fantastic.
But no, okay, anyways.
In a body for rape.
This is really strange.
Wow.
My grandfather, who was an orphan, is telling me the story about when he grew up, and he was passed on to several foster families. For about 6 years, Norma Jean was his adopted sister.
Wow. Marilyn was the adopted sister. That's crazy.
In kind of a weird, kooky way, Marilyn Monroe was kind of my great adopted aunt.
Great
orphan aunt. I don't know what you call it.
I think she would be a great aunt.
Great aunt? Just, okay. Something like that.
Removed.
Something, yeah.
Babysit?
No. I never met her, but my grandfather told me the story. Yeah, so it was
six degrees of separation.
Yeah, it's just one of those, it's just one of those weird things, you know. It's
my grandfather made up these stories about Marilyn Monroe. I mean, Norma Jean.
He's got pictures. He has pictures of him when he was like 12 years old, and she's there, and she's like 5.
And she has brown hair.
So,
and
yeah, she's like a little girl.
And this, this is the age of Photoshop. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, but that's
no. This is like
no.
In the
this
40s
is black and whites.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic,
was
man.
This in Hollywood?
No. This is in back east somewhere, Baltimore or something, somewhere on the East Coast.
You seem to be
over there.
Did she live in Baltimore when she was a kid?
I don't know. I don't know her. I don't know her history, but. No, when she was a little child. But.
Okay, so your daughter's in entertainment. Mm-hmm. Your daughter's in entertainment, and you seem to be a big fan of entertainment in general.
I am.
I mean, and it's a hard thing. It's a hard path.
Hard
it's
business.
A very hard
yeah,
path
absolutely.
For anybody who wants to really try to get into this. And it takes usually a lot of, you know, right place at the right time. And
a
it
lot
takes,
of that.
It takes a lot of money to make money. And, I mean, so... Being that you are trying, Roxy's trying out there to make it. I mean, what do you say to your daughter? I mean, to get out there and just to make it happen. How do you keep them up? I mean, because I'd be terrified because I have two daughters myself. Mm-hmm. I have two daughters myself, and I would be terrified to say, "So you're going to be a rock star for a living?" Because I know how I perform for a living. I know how hard it is. What do you do? What kind of advice? I get distracted very easily too.
I know. I'm just waiting for the lipstick to come out because that drives me crazy when that happens. Yeah, I see that. Well, okay. You know, it's really weird because Roxy's mom is a musician as well, and she was a jingle singer. She did jingles for the Radisson Hotel, a lot of big corporate commercials that were on radio. So her mom has that background as well. So Roxy was pretty much groomed to be a musician since like the age of whatever birth. I mean, she literally
sure.
was brought up in, you know, a musical family. We exposed her to all kinds of music, all kinds of people. Drug her around the country to Grateful Dead concerts.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, she's had a very interesting experience. In that process, though, it was always the learning process the whole time. So it was like, okay, here's what not to do. Do not take 12 hits of acid and go on stage. Bad news.
Yeah, then you know, drink.
Yeah. So, and she's a great kid. Very, very easy kid.
She can eat a hamburger like nobody's business.
She can eat, yeah.
She can put down some food.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Dainty.
That's a good trait in a woman. Good trait in a woman. But what about you? I mean, it doesn't stop. I mean, when you just because your kids are getting older. What about you? Is it a passion for you to, once again, dive into the entertainment field, be part of the game, be part, and I'll... It is a drug to get out there and be
with you. You can't quit. I mean, I tried to retire from music like 9 times. I mean, I really did. I sold all my shit, and I told my wife, I'm like, I'm done with this crap. I'm done with it. And then about 4 days later, I'm going, I'm like jonesing, you know.
Withdrawals.
Yeah, it's
maybe
bad
that
news.
That was the heroin.
No, I never did heroin, actually.
Just
did a lot of cocaine.
Acid.
Yeah. No, I did acid once, actually.
It's a bad trip.
Mushrooms
are better.
I ate this thing called the Goo Ball. I was at a Dead concert, and I ate this thing. It's a big chocolate thing with Rice Krispies, and it looked delicious. And I'm like, oh, that's great. $5, what the hell, right? So I eat this thing. The next thing I know, I'm laying on my back on this lawn. It's this big outdoor, you know, Grateful Dead concert. And I've got my hands dug into the grass, feeling like I was falling off the earth.
Nice.
That must be good stuff.
Yeah. This is a commercial right now saying don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
Unless you know what to expect.
Too bad Trevor Jones is in here.
Yeah, Trevor Jones is here. He's like, man, you have any more of those?
Any of those in your trunk? Well, see, I got some extra.
And that's the thing is you can. It was delicious too. But then I wanted more of them. You know, for some reason.
It's like munchies and the bad
trip. Right, right.
That's just two bad withdrawals right there. Right.
I guess if you know what to expect, then it's not as bad. But I wasn't expecting that at all. I thought it was like actually some like a candy. You know,
so okay,
so it's
a piece of paper.
Yeah, this chocolate ball thing.
Oh,
yeah. It's good.
So once again, the love of getting back into the love of music.
Yes,
is that where you want to be at this point? You want to get back into music, or you just want to get back into radio? What's the next step? Because doesn't end here.
You can never quit. I play in Roxy's band. I'm actually the drummer in Roxy's band.
It's good,
which is kind of funny. But they're like, "Who's that fucking old guy?" But it works.
Cool earrings.
Is Roxy a singer?
Yeah, Roxy's a singer. Yeah,
and
guitar player.
She's the hamburger eater.
I know.
She's a singer songwriter. Roxy Gunn. Oh.
Yeah, she's been on the show like a million times.
Man. Yeah.
What's the name of the band?
New here.
It's the Roxy Gunn Project.
She's new.
The Roxy Gunn Project.
Oh, nice.
Yes, you must come and see it. There you go. We'll let you know. We'll contact you. I'm sure.
We'll have to get.
I'm sure Crazy
there.
J will hook us up with that.
Yes.
So, you're the drummer in the band.
I'm the drummer of the band.
Are you a writer as well?
No, not at all. No.
And
Roxy writes all the material.
That's fantastic.
And I just play drums with her right now. And
Well, you drum in another band too. That's how we started talking too. Not just that.
I play with a bunch of people in town, a bunch of different guys. I play in a reggae band called Coconut and the Clue, which you may have seen somewhere around town. Yeah, Coconut's cool. So I play with Coconut. I play in this crazy experimental neo-psycho metal band called Version 9, which is...
Man, that must be the most awesome thing to say. What does your dad do? He plays in Psycho 9.
Yeah, Version 9.
Version 9.
But it's
psycho metal band.
It's this crazy, like, cyberpunk metal thing. We wear weird costumes, and there's lights and fog and weird things. But that's...
Just in a basement somewhere?
No.
Basements with lots of hooks and red lights.
Version 9 only plays in big places.
Version 9.
Virgins.
And then I play in some blues stuff. I do some jams, some blues stuff cool, around man. Town. So yeah, I just kind of jam right now. But the music thing, I take it seriously, but I don't want to like take it too seriously because I got hurt really bad in like the 90s, man. I had some guys like
that acid.
You guys know Warner Brothers,
yeah.
Obviously. The guy that used to
and their sister Dot.
Dot, right? Exactly. Not those guys.
Okay.
But I'm thumb.
Warner Brothers back in the day. It was in the late '80s, early '90s. We sat down with John Stone, who was one of their major guys, and we were signing a big deal. It's kind of the tail end of the metal years,
sure,
as we call it. And the night before, I was. Yeah. The night before, my guitar player found Jesus.
Jesus is what
we call him. You can replace guitar. Well, back in the 90s, you couldn't replace guitar players.
It was very
Jesus
difficult.
Lives in Vegas.
Right. Yeah, so that sign says, yeah. Anyway, so my guitar player, for some reason, had this weird thing happen, and... and he said, "I can't do this. This isn't right." And so they dropped the deal. So,
man, well, that
and most people only get like that
you
one
just
chance.
Hire another one?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Get this guy back on. Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, but man, thank you very much for coming on out. We'd love.
Yeah, I know you guys are out of time.
We have to it's only a 3-hour show, but you know,
and that's a fraction of what I have for you.
So,
we don't have anything scheduled right now, but
you're in all those bands.
Yeah, I know. Just go out, go out and find us. Yeah.
And what's Roxy's website again?
Let's see, RoxyGunnMusic.com.
And thank you for the gifts.
You're welcome. Yeah. I want to come to the studio.
I would love to have you back on. We'd have love to have you back on.
I'll try to bring some actual live girls with me next time if you go to the studio. So
you got us. Hey.
Well, I know you guys are lovely. You got.
I mean, we're not just chopped Arby's.
Absolutely not.
Oh no, that's just never gonna sit well with
people. And on that note, we want to thank Cheeburger for letting us be here.
Absolutely.
Yay! Yes.
Let's thank Ryan J for stopping by and giving us porn as a gift.
Absolutely.
It's always, that's always,
it's
a gift
always
of
nice.
Love.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. Billy Knight, let's thank him for being here from Filthy Alibi.
Yeah. Excellent.
Chris Hears. Antonio Restivo.
Restivo.
And also Mike Doria from 90 Proof. So it was an awesome show.
Great. Good times, man. Well, thank you very much, Marilyn. Thank you once again.
Yeah, the Marilyn's
oh,
with this time.
Thank you. You never know who will come back as next.
That's
yes.
Right.
And also, we need the Betty Page day.
Oh, Betty Page. But also, send in your suggestions of who we should show up as. We might take them seriously, or maybe not.
And then the pictures, we're going to be plenty of pictures on the internet, on the web. So you can go to rockincomedyshow.com, get the scoop on all we have going on. And we look forward to seeing you guys again. Jay, good show, man.
Yep.